Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Love this gentleman. Makes us laugh. He's a good dude. He makes you laugh, too.
I was enjoying a little of his hot sauce last night.
Oh, you were?
We're talking to this guy tomorrow. T.J. Miller joining us.
Hey, T.J. How you doing, brother?
Wichita, August 1st. Looney Bin.
Yeah.
How you been?
Hello, friends. How are you?
Good.
All right, man.
I like that you're enjoying the hot sauce, and soon there will be a visit to the studio, I'm hoping.
Yes.
Where I will I'll bring my new line of peanut butter.
Oh, really?
That's the new thing that I'm doing now. Yes, I have three different peanut butters, toffee crispy, chocolate coconut, and chocolate cherry, which tastes exactly like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
And that was in collaboration with Be Happy Peanut Butter, which is this incredible peanut butter company. You eat it right out of the jar.
So you
can put it on sandwiches, but it's great.
Yeah, when you do this, are you contributing? Are you saying it should taste a little more like this?
Are you walking to random food places and saying, "Listen, I want to put my name on something. Can you make it?"
What's the process, and how involved are you?
Very involved. I mean, you know, it's a collaboration. So we're thinking, all right, what's the taste that I want? You know, what do they do already that I like? And then we kind of work back and forth trying to make. You know, in this case, I sort of wanted a peanut butter chocolate, right?
Right.
And they said, well, you know, that's pretty elementary. Why don't you talk to Reese's about that, you know?
Yeah,
right?
It's been
They're
done,
like,
TJ.
Oh, that's going to be, that's going to be a hit. Nobody has an alternative to that. And so then we discussed kind of, and you know, Kate really likes coconut.
Right.
So, you know, we were talking about that.
Right.
And then I love toffee.
Okay.
And they already do something that's kind of toffee and kind of and I said, well, the Rice Krispie Crunch that you do on a couple of your, that would be really fun to incorporate that. And everything has chocolate in it. So I started there. I love peanut butter and chocolate. And then, you know, Dave built on it. I built on it. And we landed on these three flavors for me to offer. And then, you know, the biggest thing that I contribute, because although I'm slowly getting into food distribution, I guess.
It sounds like it.
I'm sort of veering away from comedy, you know, and just trying to go full. I'm trying to build the Cisco empire, you know. Instead of Cisco, it'll be T-Jisco, you know. We'll figure it out.
Okay, that's not a good name at all.
I'm still workshopping that name.
Yeah, you should be.
That's what I love about your guys' show. Just blunt honesty without regard for any feeling. That's the brutal honesty that people come to your show. That's what your listeners crave. And, I mean, you know, ultimately the major thing that I contribute is the label. And, you know, the reason I say that is because, and this is more so with the hot sauce, but I work for, and I'm not exaggerating, I work for months on figuring out what is a label that will remain funny for 3 months, 6 months, a year. Some people have those hot sauces in their refrigerator for 6 months or a year.
Right.
The peanut butter goes a lot quicker because it's so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
but so I have to have a label that you pick up and read for the 40th time, or that you show your friends for the 10th time. And it's still funny. So that's a strange piece of comedy writing that, you know, is different than anything else that I do. Really different than anything else that I've ever done, including commercial work. And so that's a big thing that I contribute. And I just think about that stuff, work it. And I'll tell you, the reason I know it's successful is because after I write it, when I'm kind of hawking the stuff on stage, which is the majority of my act now, is just talking about
Are you traveling with cases of peanut butter now? Like, will you have peanut butter in Wichita and also in Omaha coming up and the rest of the country?
Okay. Yes. All right.
Yeah. Let me dwell on this a little bit more because
peanut butter.
Yep.
Yeah. As you mentioned, that's the thing I like about the hot sauce. It's like, and when I was a kid, you'd read the back of the cereal box.
Got it, right.
There's something to read on TJ's hot sauce.
All right.
Yeah, history or what, something about himself. It's all interesting.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I have yet to sort of put together puzzles that will be on the back of these things.
Right.
No,
but
those will be fine.
That's right. Wheaties. One day I'm going to have sort of Wheaties champions on the front, but they're all going to be me, just in various poses and various sports. But I read the labels on stage when I'm talking about them, and that's a bit. People are laughing, and, it's very, very funny. And I know this also because I work on it so much. But it'll be fun. I just started the peanut butter. And I don't know, I started all of this, jokes aside, very, very far aside, maybe not even adjacent, maybe not even in the room or on the radio. But all jokes aside, I sort of really, I enjoy offering something that's completely different. I mean, no one else sells a hot sauce. They sell T-shirts.
Right.
Or bumper stickers.
Right.
And, I've had people say, you should make a T-shirt. And in my mind, I'm going, who needs another T-shirt?
Right.
I mean, really, can we all just imagine who truly, who doesn't live in another country or extreme, who needs another T-shirt? I think people in the United States who are living in serious poverty are like, I would love to get on this food stamp situation, but I have too many T-shirts. I've got to get rid of a couple of T-shirts. Everybody's wife is telling their husband, you've got too many T-shirts. You've got to get rid of a couple of T-shirts.
That's true.
And every guy is like, but I got this one for free. And then the girl's like, well, that's why you should get rid of it, because you didn't pay for it. And all of us are like, but free? You're going to get rid of something that's free? They go, that's exactly why you get rid of it. And we all go, no, because I remember I was at the concert, so I need this. And they go, but you went to the concert. You don't need to wear a T-shirt to remind yourself that you went to the concert. So I don't want to sell T-shirts. I don't want to sell bumper stickers. You only put so many bumper stickers on your car,
right. But
you can never get enough hot sauce.
Damn
and never
right.
get enough peanut butter.
Damn right.
And I'm really, I'm proud of the quality of it. And I tell you, I haven't paid attention to my act for about 2 or 3 years. So all of that has become terrible. But
Way to sell tickets.
Yeah, that's right. Well, come. You can't get the. The peanut butter and the hot sauce are available on the website. TJ Miller does not have a website.com, but the peanut butter is not up there. So for me, it's like you can come for the peanut butter. Leave because of the comedy.
Do they make, and will you make, is there cannabis-infused peanut butter?
I'm looking to that because there's a fair amount of people that are kind of doing cannabis stuff, and I think people still a little bit are wearing it. Well, not my audience.
No.
Or really your audience.
No, right.
It would be, but I have to think of something that's funny. Because you can't just sell, cream. So it might be interesting to do a CBD. That's the thing I've been doing a lot lately is we're smoking CBD joints. That's the thing that Kate and I are smoking. Because we don't really like THC because you're always beginning to become paranoid. Sometimes you don't become paranoid.
Yeah.
Right? But you're always kind of looking around being like, do these people hate me? Do they think I should leave the room? Do they want me out of the room? Are they speaking in code? It's not bothering me yet, but it feels like they're slowly developing hand signals to be like, TJ is such a dick. He's such a dork. Let's get him out of here.
CBD, what's it do to you when you smoke CBDs?
Nothing.
It's just much more. I say that the high of THC is in the front of your head.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the frontal lobes. So you're overthinking stuff.
Right.
CBD is kind of in the back of your head. It just affects the body high, but also just kind of affects just the, where the thoughts begin. It's just much more chill. So there's, and I'm not affiliated with them, but there's this great company called Dadgrass.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dadgrass?
They sell these CBD joints.
Dadgrass?
Dadgrass. And
perfect.
It's so, like marijuana for your father.
Right.
So it's Dadgrass. And what's their slogan? It's something like, low dose, full toke, just like your parents used to smoke.
Oh, see, I would be really disappointed if my kids gave me that. Give me some real stuff.
Well, hey, listen, they know what time it is when it comes to you, sure. So, you know, I think that I like that. So maybe there's a collaboration with them down the line, because they're a very funny company, you know. So I link up with companies like that. You know, the hot sauce is Scoville Brothers. Doug Lins is a really close friend of mine. They live in central Indiana. He's got a pepper farm. Be Happy Peanut Butter, also out of Indiana. You know, the guy's name is John Weed, and he's very funny.
TJ, have you ever thought of, and we've only got so much time with you today, I realize you
have
a couple
minutes. By the way,
we've
gone far too long without mentioning we're talking to TJ.
TJ,
listen, have you ever thought about product placement for one of your products in one of your upcoming, you know, movies or TV shows?
I have. I'm putting together a film. You know, I've got this series called The Loneliest Megaplex, which is about the pandemic, where I get hired back to the movie theater.
That's right.
And nobody's seeing movies.
That's right.
And so I'm the only guy that works there, you know? And so it's just me at concessions, ticket booth, manager, assistant manager, janitor. I'm in charge of trying to fix the water fountain, which keeps spraying water from different parts of the fountain all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really fun. And I'll be talking about that for a little while, because when you write something and you're a producer, creator, the star of it, it takes a while. I mean, that's the thing people don't realize about films. They say, I saw your film Underwater. That just came out. So you must have done that recently. I said, no, we did that 3 years ago.
Right.
But some of these films just take forever. That had a lot of special effects. You know, we had sort of rollout problems because of the pandemic. You know, people couldn't really see it in the theaters. But this is kind of a period piece about the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, watch the Drew Barrymore film that I did with her called The Stand-In, which is a dark Hollywood satire. But to answer your question, I am fully focused on a major motion picture. It's a buddy comedy.
Yeah.
And it's me and the peanut butter. And we're on the beat. We're both caught. Okay. Just follow me now. I'll be rocking.
I'm following you. I'm following you.
It's a buddy comedy. It's me and the peanut butter. And of course, the villain is the hot sauce. All three of the hot sauces are the villain, and we got to take them down because they're making the town that we live in a little too spicy. Okay, for the people.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not smoking the THC part now? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking here.
Well, yes. When I speak with you, with the two of you, I don't even smoke it. I mainline it. So I'm currently injecting THC consistently while we're talking on the radio. But that's kind of the idea, and it's called PB and J, right?
Yeah.
You know, J being me, PB and TJ.
Yeah, I get
and against a hot world. And we're workshopping that title. We really are. But I'm proud of the peanut butter. We call it TPB and J, peanut better.
Oh,
right? Because you want to eat peanut butter better.
Right.
And then the hot sauce is all TJ's choice. But yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you, guys, because I just riffed that title and that plot. So
right.
I'll have a script to you guys on Wednesday, okay?
Wednesday?
So a week from today.
A week from today. Okay.
Right, hold on, in 2024.
Right.
But I'll get it to you a week from today in 2024, and I just want you guys to give me notes.
We're going
to
hold you on now, by the way. We got this tape. Right. It's on tape now.
You fleshed that out nicely.
Looney Bin in Wichita, one night only, two shows, 7 and 9:45. It's August 1st in Wichita. You're going to be in Omaha in December, and I'm sure you're all over the country. That's TJ Miller, does not have a website.com for tickets and dates everywhere, right, TJ?
Absolutely. And Twitter handle at not TJ Miller, Instagram, Teenage Millionaire. And all jokes aside, so far aside, all jokes in another country.
Right.
I'm really hoping that people come out. First time in Wichita.
Yeah, it's a great town.
Excited to return to Omaha, but the first time in Wichita. And I tell everybody, it's time. Come out, laugh. You know, we're vaccinated. If you're not, then you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
But everybody's feeling... It's so funny, because I can... On your shows where they don't laugh, they go... You know, you're part of the problem because you're spreading. Bill Gates is trying to track us. But can I just say this joke real quick? Isn't it also amazing that the people that are afraid of the government tracking them are always the least interesting people.
Of course
those
they are.
Those are always the people.
Of course they are.
They're always the people that the government would be so uninterested in tracking. They're just, uh-oh. No, we got, all right, we got a line on it. Bill is fishing again this weekend. Same as last weekend. He already has plans for the next weekend. And, listen. We just got it in. Right, everyone write this down. Let's get this in the database. He will be bringing a case of beer. That's right. And they plan to drink all of it. It's just so ridiculous. But, look, I'm vaccinated. Kate gets fully vaccinated.
We are too.
On the 7th. Yeah. Actually, yeah, today she gets her second shot. I got a tattoo when I got my second shot.
Oh, cool.
But you'll never really see it. Right. But it is. It's pretty cool. It's the Band-Aid over exactly where... But I only filled in the freckle. Well, come to the show,
all right,
and I'll show you the tattoo.
No, the people you describe who are uninteresting.
Yeah, every show.
The most interesting part about them that they like to tout is they're not vaccinated.
Yeah, they think so. That's interesting.
They think that's the most interesting thing
they're
about them.
Part of the problem, loony
right,
bin.
Exactly, and they're wearing a tinfoil hat, and everyone's kind of like, "We'll let this go because Bill always brings the beer." When we fish, you know? So we'll let it go that he's wearing a tinfoil hat. Yeah, Looney Bin, Wichita, please, please, please come because it's a great time. And as you guys know, I riff, and my big thing is I improvise with the crowd because every show is different.
Yeah, they are.
You're the only people that'll see this show.
That's true.
And it's the only audience like that that I'll perform for. So please come, enjoy, and know that I'm going to make it a special night for you because you deserve it. Let's do it. Let's get back to live entertainment. Welcome.
Love to see you, bud. And yeah. We'll see you soon
see
and have fun
you
in
Wichita. The peanut butter in December.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. We'll see you in studio soon.
All right.
TJ Miller.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah. He's right. You don't get the same show twice.
No, it's different every time.
TJ Miller.
Did you open up for TJ at all?
Yeah, I have.
I thought you
Yeah,
did.
He's really a force.
Yeah.
He is.
Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
Well, he's just like there's like a whirlwind of creativity around that dude all the time.
Yep. His Twitter is just crazy. If you want to just break from everything else on Twitter, just read his and you go, what the hell? That's CBD? No way. No way.
Oh, yeah, his live shows are something else.
The if there was more THC, he'd be totally off the rails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He would never shut down. He doesn't anyway.
No, he doesn't.
It's going all the time.
It's amazing.
It is going all the time. What I've noticed that when he's come in studio before, and he brings a notebook, and it's like he's the only comic I've ever seen taking notes while he's on the radio.
He does that. He's always been cool with us. So I mean, I just love him on the big screen and on TV too. I know he loves stand up the most. It sounds like.
Did you ever watch that underwater? I finally watched that.
I got to it, but. I know he doesn't turn out well for him because that's him. But I got to it after he wasn't on screen anymore, and I want to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah,
where he's on screen.
I will. It's a great
and dies.
Well, it's a great action movie because it's only a little over 90 minutes long.
Is it
and
okay? All right.
I think the movie was about 7 minutes in before the action really kicked in.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's really you're right into it.
And what's that on? Is it Netflix or Hulu or what's it on?
I think I saw it on HBO Max.
I think you're right, Puss.
Yeah,
it is.
But it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it doesn't end well for TJ, but you kind of knew that going in.
Yeah, he got killed in
Transformers.
Transformers, right.
Yeah. Yogi.
Yeah, any movie is
in Yogi doesn't. He didn't
die. Yogi mauls him at the end.
I forgot about that. Yogi did maul him.
Oh, you didn't watch to the
it's
end, did
make
you?
It weird for the kids before they leave the theater.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the mood for some cannabis-infused peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe in a peanut butter cup.
I love it. He pitched peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
I said, TJ, we love your comedy. Yeah.
My chemistry friend could probably whip that up. And she just throw some butter into the peanut butter, right?
You try it, assume, man. Yeah. Try it. I'll put that in some toast, you know. I shun drugs except for weed.
Except for when you don't.
Okay, except for when I don't. I like it put that way better.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.